Ireland's favourite station, on air and online. This is Isle of Wight Radio, the Isle of Wight today.
In the headlines this lunchtime, floating bridge protests continue.
I think the sad thing, as far as I'm concerned, is it's hitting East and West Cowes residents once again, when in fact it's a whole island issue.
GP surgeries could be open 7 days a week.
Of course, there is pressure on accident and emergency departments because people across the country know that they are open 24 hours a day.
And Sweet Corn Fair raises £15,000 for island charities.
Fabulous news. We've smashed the record at the Sweet Corn Fair. We've probably raised about £15,000 this year.
These stories and more coming up in the programme.
This is Isle of Wight Radio News.
Good afternoon and welcome to the programme. A group of campaigners against pedestrian charges on the floating bridge are staging a protest in East Cowes this evening. This afternoon, the organisers of tonight's protest told Isle of Wight Radio about the issues they've had with the local authorities' consultation process throughout this year. John Weeks has this report.
Plans to introduce the charges were announced in February this year, as members of the Isle of Wight Council outlined plans to hike charges for vehicles and introduce charges for pedestrians. At that meeting 7 months ago, a group of local residents gave a comprehensive research-led presentation to show how charges would cost more in the long run and hurt the economies of both towns. After that meeting in February, these residents voiced their concerns about the proposed charges.
The Yarmouth Bridge, which is free, Cotman's Bridge, free, the floating bridge they want us to pay for.
They've said it's a cycleway, so if it's a cycleway, is it a footpath, is it a road?
It's very difficult to make any decisions when the council hasn't got any figures for everything, so they have no idea what the figures actually are.
There's a problem in terms of the cost to the Isle of Wight Council, because if pensioners use their free bus passes, it's actually quite expensive to the Isle of Wight Council.
Since that first meeting, various complications have been raised by residents and local councillors about the viability of charging passengers and specifically what the floating bridge is classified as. There were claims that the bridge was classed as part of the island's highway, and others have claimed that it's considered part of the island's cycleway. 2 weeks ago, ahead of a full council meeting, protesters made their voices heard outside County Hall before council members discussed the consultation process for the proposed changes. At that protest, we heard from Marcy Hanson, who said information in the council's consultation was misleading.
One of the things that the council said that they would put in there is to ask the island, the residents of the Isle of Wight, if they think there should be a charge for pedestrians. That question's not on the survey.
Tonight's protest will be the second this month, and campaigners hope they can spread awareness of the facts surrounding the issue and aim to get more locals on board their campaign. Protesters will also be using iPads to help islanders fill in the survey at the East Cowes side of the floating bridge. This afternoon, Isle of Wight Radio spoke with a group of campaigners who set up tonight's protest, and they said locals need to be aware of the survey.
I think the sad thing, as far as I'm concerned, is it's hitting East and West Cowes residents once again, when in fact it's a whole island issue insofar as we pay for roads, repair, Yarmouth Bridge, it all comes out of our community charge. Why doesn't this come out of our community charge?
The council have put out a consultation, in inverted commas, survey. It seems to be pretty much as bad as the last survey that came out to East Cowes by the council. Loaded questions that don't make sense. Not do you want to pay, but how much do you want to pay?
It's very frustrating that it's come round again, you know, after the first time. And I was involved with that, and I'm only too grateful that other people have stepped in this time. But it is very frustrating. The council seem to have this fixation about charging on the floating bridge to boost their funds, and you know, we sort of tend to think that we're being used as cash cows to pay for services when the floating bridge is actually making a profit.
The protest is being held at the East Cowes side of the floating bridge at 5 p.m. this evening.
John Weeks with the details.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust.
David Cameron wants everyone in England to have access to their GP 7 days a week. Anna Jones has been to meet him at the Tory party conference in Birmingham.
If he wins next year's election, the Prime Minister says surgeries will open 12 hours a day, every day, by 2020. These people like the idea.
I have to wait 2 weeks to see my GP.
It would make things easier for everyone.
But David Cameron told me he can't promise a guaranteed time frame for appointments.
There was in the past, Labour introduced a 48-hour waiting time target for GPs, but it actually backfired.
GP Ellie Cannon is sceptical.
The Conservatives are living a little bit in fairy tale land.
She says services in the week need to improve before even looking at weekends.
A 15-year-old girl has gone missing and police say she may be trying to get to Syria after being radicalised. The girl was last seen at her home in Bristol last week. She's known to have reached Turkey and is thought to be attempting to cross the border into Syria.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
Police in Thailand say a British student killed on the island of Koh Tao may have been raped. Officers believe three people were involved in the attack on Hannah Witheridge, who was found on a beach earlier this month with head injuries. David Miller's body was found nearby, along with a blood-stained garden hoe, believed to be the murder weapon. Early Met Office figures show this month is expected to be the UK's driest September since records began in 1910. Until Sunday, there had been just 19.4 millimetres of rainfall. That's 20% of what we'd normally expect. This month is also likely to be among the top five warmest Septembers, with temperatures significantly above average.
Isle of Wight Radio News.
An island group of volunteers has won an award for its service to conservation. The Green Army, who are the volunteer group from the Natural Wight Project, was awarded the Merlin Trophy at this year's Best Kept Village Awards. The Merlin Trophy is awarded each year by the Campaign for the Protection of Rural England to an individual or organisation in recognition of their contribution to the conservation on the island. In local sport, Newport Football Club face a replay with Winchester City tonight in the FA Cup, following Saturday's dramatic 3-3 draw. The winners will go through to the FA Cup third qualifying round and kick-offs at 7:30 tonight at St George's Park.
Isle of Wight Radio. News and information for the Isle of Wight.
And finally, thousands of pounds has been raised for three island charities following a popular annual event on the weekend. The Sweetcorn Fair has helped raise around £15,000 for charities Challenge and Adventure, Bewley Respite and Ventnor Lions. The 8th annual fair featured a variety of music, entertainment and activities. And extra parking spaces this year helped accommodate for more visitors than before. Organiser of the event, Jane Gibbs, says she thinks the charity's brought more people to the event.
I don't know. I think it's the word that got round. I just don't know. I can't say it was the weather. It seemed that people like also to support young people, which both our charities are. And obviously the word's got round that it's a pleasant event to come to. I can say now we'll be sticking with both of the same charities, so we know we've got the help from them, the support, which is always useful because we had loads of their volunteers helping us out. Yeah, onward and upward.
On our news pages online, see all the photos of the Sweetcorn Fair and comment on all our stories. It's all at iwradio.co.uk. Thanks for listening to the Isle of Wight today. I'm Sarah Griffin.
Isle of Wight Radio. News you can trust. Get more online now at iwradio.co.uk.